connected. We're about to begin.
It's the biggest mall in the world.
What am I missing?
Well, they used to have four submarines in there.
Stick it in there.
You can go ride the submarine. Oh, yeah. The submarines are gone. They're actually functioning submarines. They were tied to a rail.
So maybe I should do a Google search on that real quick.
But you can go in and you load up and then it's submerged and then move around this course.
I'm still interested.
It's very interesting. Windows, if it's locked, or
and so I hope they have
this.
I didn't have
this.
So I hope
they
have
indoor
buy-in from with double loop.
I swear I had another topic besides that.
Miniature golf.
But then they also have that driving stuff on the top of the nets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, driving lanes.
And,
on the roof.
Huge swimming pool wave park.
Okay.
Big waves.
And then about 8.
I could swear I had another topic. Don't tell me I've only showed up with one.
And shopping. Well, shopping as well. The hotel there had each floor had a different theme. There was the half-ton theme where you slept in the back of a half-ton. There was the Arabian Nights kind of one. There was all kinds. It's basically...
Well, it has a casino
it's
in
got
it.
A casino now. since they legalized gambling in Alberta. You can go. A lot of money goes, and it's casinos there are charity articles. Somebody owns the casino and they operate it, but they always have to have some organization. Basically, what they do is it's a way of having a casino without. Having to get around the gambling laws. So, the organization, like our SPCA would you apply and you get a night.
Okay, so
you are the chipmunk. Somewhere in the office.
Okay, all right.
That
makes sense. It's Windows 8, not Windows 8.1. I was just looking at it, but what it is it's the Windows 8 release that they're dropping support for. Not 8.1. They're saying upgrade to 8.1 or 10. Because they're done supporting 8.
The only thing that is the same.
Did it say 7 as well? That's got to be consumer support.
7 before.
They're run by the reservation.
Yeah, they'll still be making security fixes for 7.
It's the last one.
No, they're still going to be making security updates for 7. They've got all kinds of corporate customers.
Nevada.
That are
the one I read this morning.
Nevada.
Well,
Atlantic City.
This article from Windows Central doesn't mention 7 at all.
The one I read this morning. Microsoft has support for Windows 8, Internet Explorer 8, 9, and 10.
8, 9, and 10. There is no 9.
Run
against Donald Trump. No, that's Internet Explorer. I'm sorry, I thought it was something. I heard that wrong. Sorry, my fault. Yeah, no, Internet Explorer, I knew that was going away, which means that you don't have... But, like, the only people still using that would be XP or Vista, because everyone else has access to the newer versions of Internet Explorer. 7, 8, 8.1, 10, they all have access to newer versions. And they should have updated. And the Windows 8, I feel like you should have upgraded to Windows 8.1, but I think they're dropping support specifically for 8.1. Yeah, they're
on 8.1
they
Because that's how they sold the tickets.
Yeah, no, 11 is the latest version.
So they didn't dump that.
Right.
So
there's really not the difference between edge and pharmacies. Oh, it's a whole different engine. Well, it should present the same. Edge has actually gotten compliments and awards for being the most standards compliant browser in the market right now.
Yeah.
One of the things that Edge is missing is the ability to add plugins to it, toolbars, things like that. But they've been touted as being more standard compliant than Apple's products or Firefox. Firefox is open standard. I've read articles where they talk about Edge being more compliant with standards than even Firefox. Web browser. You know, I haven't looked at numbers on that for a while. I wonder what it does shake out to be. Here, we can do a Google search. What percentage of browser use is held by Google, Internet Explorer? I should have said Chrome. I wonder if it'll... No, it's mad at me. It doesn't want to do it like that. See, percentage is a real one.
There's a lot of Jack Marvins in the world.
I bet Siri would have done
it.
Just like their percentage
browser use.
She must have been sleeping and dreaming or something.
Because we're going to find a table of them. Just
Wendell and Fern last night for something.
Well, browser market share. Top five desktop. Net market share. This is a website that just calculates numbers.
No. Well, I don't know.
Internet Explorer 11, 25%. Explorer 10 has 4%. Chrome has 15%. Chrome has 15%, 15.6%. Firefox has 5.2%. Oh, actually, like Internet Explorer, Chrome occupies two different spots on this table. I wonder if I just... Because they have new releases that have just come out, and they have automatic updates that some people haven't done. Say again? Well, Bing would be the search engine. Actually, this net market share looks like I could probably... Search engines. Yeah, let's do search engines. Bing. Oh, I get it. I've never used this site before, but basically it's share of all users using any combination. So it could be all browsers over Bing.
Because a lot of your questions.
But it won't compare the search engines. We haven't officially started, so there's random information just getting spewed from one direction to the other. We should probably come to order since we're...
That was normal.
That is normal. Normally it starts with an introduction.
Ah, there you go, with the intro.
That's right. So here we are at the San Carlos Computer Club once again, Tuesday. We started around 9. I've been recording all of you, so I hope you haven't been sharing secrets.
Something about Scott.
Whatever you do say, don't include a password in it, because it will be recorded. It's good to see you guys. This is a fairly large group again, so it's nice to see, and a lot of familiar faces. Is there anybody that's new to our group? I don't see anybody new to our group. This is great. There is a video going around on Facebook right now about an American that had a health issue on a bus. The name is Janice Crowley. They're trying to identify any contacts for her. They think she's from San Carlos. They think she got on a Tufesa bus to go up to Tucson for because of a medical condition, and she's in critical condition right now.
Where is
Hermosillo? I'm thinking that she's, yeah, not Hermosillo. She was on a Tufesa bus. I think it's right before the, like, Santa Ana. I didn't pay too much attention to that. I tried to track her down in my contacts, but I couldn't find her. So I'm just mentioning it very quickly. Crowley is the name, Janice Crowley. And you can find it on Facebook if you use Facebook. They've been passing this around. Apparently, it happened last night or early this morning.
And she has no other identification.
Yeah, they're using this as a form to find some contact information about her because she's in critical condition. She was traveling by herself.
And she was sick when she got on the bus.
Well, that's the way the article reads. Is like she was traveling on the bus to go up because of health problems.
We're supposed to remind you. Are you streaming?
Am I on the chat room?
Yeah, on the
chat room. That's the question. I am streaming. Always streaming. Unless the internet goes down. But the chat room is the one to be in. Well, anyway, if you guys just take a moment and go through your brain and go through your contact list, and because apparently they can't identify any contacts for this person.
Where is it on Facebook?
Maybe someone will put it on the website, too.
Yeah, you know what? I'll make a point of making a link to it so it's easy to find.
Because it's not in Viva.
Too bad they can't take a picture of her.
Well, you know, they've got a video of her being taken off the bus. And so you can, I mean, on a stretcher, if you're somebody that knows her, there's a good look at her face.
Do they know where she's from in the States?
That's the problem. Is they don't know her from Adam. They've got her name.
She must have a passport.
Yeah,
you would think that they've got that information. Yeah.
Passport.
She's going to the
States. Has emergency contact.
If she's Canadian or contact.
I think it has more to do with next of kin and who's the right people to inform, because maybe all they've got is their ID. No basta nadie aquí, ¿sabes qué de mí? Do I smell okay? Okay, cuando quieras. Yes.
Escort. Yeah.
You know what? What do you want to bet? Because this is a medical. This is a Mexican article. Reporter reporting this. Maybe they've only got her bus ticket. Maybe they can't even identify what bag is hers. I mean, maybe there's something like that going on right now. I mean, I'm just speculating. I really don't know. I just know that we looked at it this morning. It had just been put up like an hour or so before we looked at it. We made a point of seeing if we could identify her, but we don't recognize her.
Who put it on Facebook?
I don't know how old she is, but she's definitely a senior. Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she definitely. She looks.
Missing?
No, she's had a health problem on a bus on her way up. She's in critical condition. They're trying to identify people that can contact her next again. And this just happened this morning. I mentioned it. I only had a moment to look at it as I was walking out the house.
What's her name again?
Janice Crowley. I'm looking in my feed right now to see if I can find it again.
It's not on WhatsApp. It's not on Viva.
Yeah, no, this is this morning this happened.
Well, there's people posting on Viva all the time.
And it's in Spanish. But in traditional style, my feed of Facebook is full of useless information.
She's tall, though.
Oh, yeah, your lunch looks nice.
You have it up there now or not?
Yeah, that's a pretty baby. No, I don't need any aspirations right now. Thank you. No, I am not finding it right offhand. But I will find it and make a point of reposting it so that people can see.
There's like six, seven Janice Crowley's on. Is that eight, nine?
Well, and there's a very good chance she's not on Facebook. It's just this thing is on Facebook.
Six, seven, eight, nine,
Selena's 6-week-old.
Is there anybody here that's not on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, is there a show of hands of people not using Facebook?
I don't Facebook.
Not using.
Yeah. So she belongs to your generation. There's a good chance she's not on Facebook either. I'm just saying, that's what is that like? 5 out of 20, and 1 out of yeah, 1 out of 4 people in this group isn't on Facebook.
But where do you see it on Facebook?
I saw it in the feed. Actually, I saw it in my wife's feed. In fact, I wonder if I can get a hold of her. I'll get her to
let me. In the news feed? I don't understand what you mean by feed.
In the Facebook? Yeah, you're looking at it. That's your feed.
That's my news feed.
Yeah, and I saw it in my wife's news feed.
She's looking for something more. Yeah, so your wife has got something.
Yeah, like she's following somebody
Mexican
that's passing it around. Yeah, and that's why it might be difficult for us to find it in Facebook, because we don't follow a lot of Mexican feeds, so it may not pop up in the feed, which is unfortunate, because in this respect, it would make more sense for the gringos in San Carlos to be seeing it.
It would make sense if they're looking for a gringo lady to get it into the gringo side of Facebook rather than the Mexican side.
Right, well, what you're identifying is how automatic this stuff is. It's all algorithms, and this is a special case instead of your general cases. Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up in case somebody recognizes the name.
Somebody would put up on the Rialto in Tucson.
I thought I had more than one topic, but I guess I only have one topic at the moment. I don't know what kind of music fans you guys are, but if you notice, David Bowie passed away.
That's what we're just looking at.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I actually reposted that on Facebook. It was so beautiful. I have a great appreciation for David Bowie. He's been around my whole life. I was trying to come up with a way to tie it into Computer Club, and this morning it became a topic, and that's because I was looking at an article from Mashable that said that there was 2,700% download on Spotify listening to David Bowie's albums yesterday. And one of the things Spotify did, and this is interesting, because we're swapping from this ownership of content, this idea that you buy albums and CDs, to this idea that you pay for access. And that's what Spotify really is. It's a service where you pay a monthly fee to have access to streams of music that you can curate out of their libraries. And what they did when Bowie passed away is they put together a Bowie playlist and stuck it on the front page of your devices or the website so that you could just click and start listening to his album. And, I mean, so appropriate. When I heard that Bowie died, I immediately went into my archaic library of MP3s and created a quick search playlist, because all of a sudden I wanted to listen to some of his music. So on my phone, I've got my MP3s that I downloaded to my phone, and I'm listening to like the four tracks from like four different albums that I've got. And then this morning, I read this article from Spotify announcing this ridiculous surge in Bowie listeners. I just thought that was interesting. 2,700% increase yesterday when he passed away. Another interesting fact is that the day he died was the day his new album was released.
Oh,
wow. Nice gift to the progeny.
Well, and I was listening to a review about the album, and it's full of these dark metaphors, and the reviewist was really saying that he knew he was dying. This is his gift to his fans. This is his message from the grave.
You want to? There's a book called Man's Search for Meaning, and he may have very well decided that was the day.
Oh, okay. Like he said, I'm gonna go on that day. Interesting.
It's a great book by a guy that went through the Holocaust.
Well, so starting San Carlos off a little morbid, or San Carlos Computer Club off a little morbid. It can only get more interesting from here. I am free of topics and happy to take any questions. I'll get Gary and Mike.
I think it's a quick one. I'm on a Mac. When I go to save a file to a PDF, I can save it, and I'm not going to use the right terminology, I'm sure. But if I try to, in my categorizing, I might go from this document to a group and that to another group to another group. So I'm five steps sometimes into it. And it shows as if it's saving the, you go to print, and then it says save to PDF. Mm-hmm. And I've done this for long enough that I know I'm doing the steps. It looks like it's saving, but it doesn't save it to it. If I save,
you mean it completes that process?
It goes through the process, and it looks like it's saved, but it's not in that
location.
File,
where
in
it was
that location?
Is right. Does the file exist after that? Like, is the file
no,
zero,
it's
or
nowhere.
There's no file?
It's nowhere. Okay. If I do a search, it's nowhere to be found. If I save it further back under my documents, for example.
I see what you're saying. Like you're within folder. You're in a folder within a folder within a folder within a folder.
Exactly.
Where you're trying to save it, and yeah.
But it will save it if I, and then I can just copy it, move it over. I mean,
Gary, I don't think that's going to be fixed. I mean, what you're describing is a glitch. We've seen stuff like that happen under the Windows operating system as well as OS X at times. And it could even be as nuanced as it's not 1,000 folders inside each other. It's 1,000 plus one folder has a percentage sign in it. I mean, it could be that difficult to sort out why it's doing that. But what I would give you, and anybody having these kinds of problems, I'd give you the advice, save to the desktop. Just save it to the desktop and you look at your desktop. That's where you expect to find it, is in the desktop. And some of this advice varies nowadays because a lot of us have a download folder. So if you're working off the web browsers, why wouldn't you just save to the download folder? And just always expect it to be in the download folder. In your experience, you're printing to a PDF. You're using a print driver to create a PDF, which is a very common thing in a Macintosh. And has only recently gotten integrated into Windows. Like Windows 8 kind of started introducing that idea. It used to be a third-party program that you'd have to install. You'd have to actually buy a program in Windows that you would print to a PDF printer. But now it's included in the Windows operating system. It's been included forever with Macintosh. But when you're doing that activity, I would say print it to the desktop because it's very easy to find. You know exactly where it's going. And then folder it away. One of the advantages of using an operating system like the Macintosh is it really doesn't matter where it ends up because it ends up in the index. So you can it's a quick search away. And this foldering away is really for your own peace of mind so that you've got kind of like a file cabinet of where things go.
Yeah, it's a quick search away if you remember the name of it.
Right. And like when you're doing things like you're managing rentals and you have rentals 2016, it makes sense to be able to grab that folder and move it to a USB drive. Right? So, I mean, in the end, you want to have that kind of functionality.
Okay.
But I wouldn't waste a lot of time trying to figure out the nuances of the file path that's broken this system.
Just wasted time so far. I just go on, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just keep moving forward. You're doing great.
Printing
to PDF is what the question I thought was going to be asked, but you've gone beyond that already. So that's make it easy. Mike, what do you got going on?
Last night on television, I think I witnessed a very breaking thing. And 35 years and a couple months ago, NBC had a Saturday afternoon NFL game without announcers. And at the beginning of the game and at halftime and at the end of the game, Brian Coble came on and said a little bit about the game. Last night for the college championship game, ESPN had 14 channels for you to watch this game.
That's right.
It was,
oh, wow.
At halftime, I watched the band. You know, the
whole
school bands came out.
That's
and you
impressive.
Watched the whole band. Instead of watching four guys in a booth talking about scripted junk.
Right.
I watch the bands. You know, hundreds of kids play music.
That's fantastic.
And then
that's
you can watch it through the film breakdown room. And you can watch it without any announcers, just the microphones on the field. And you can watch it from a bunch of sports guys sitting around in a living room. 14 different ways. And they had eight cameras, one of those little things that in the end zone to stick up in the corner and let you know when you're breaking the plane. They had eight cameras on those. I don't think it's going to be 35 years before this is implemented, like the last one without announcers. It was amazing. It must have cost a lot of money. It was really an amazing effort.
That's amazing. I mean, you expect that kind of coverage at some point to be happening.
Well, it's a championship game, so it's going to be 5 years under the mill.
You know what? You've been following S-Cover products out there. Give me. I just saw this 30-second thing on it. Flat screens that are modular. And so you want a 40-inch screen, you got it. You want an 80-by-80-inch screen, just buy two more or three more, right? And you plug them together.
And they have a 15-footer for their display.
They said screens that was like 140-inch.
Wow.
And you look at this, and it looks flawless. You don't, between the different monitors plugged together, it looks like one big LCD display. So you got 14 channels of ESPN, you're going to have a wall of presentation happening, right? And you have a remote control, and you're going to be like, I want to see the band now. In full hand, it's there in front of them. I saw that, too. They were. I mean, I saw it in a 30-second, they were rolling up a full-color display, showing how you could roll it into a tube. I didn't catch the name of it, though.
Samsung.
You know, that would be a safe bet. It's kind of like saying it was built in China. It's a Samsung, without a doubt. Linda, what was your question?
Anybody's downloaded Kodi. Yeah.
Watch TV. What's about it?
Well, it is like IPTV.
Okay.
And it's Kodi. You used to get it on Xbox.
Okay.
It's downloadable for computers, and then you can plug your laptop into your TV, and you can have free TV on there, and they have all the latest movies, they have all the latest, you can get the NFL, all the games.
It's free? And how do you spell
it's free.
That?
How do you spell
K-O-D-I. K-O-D-I.
So I went on YouTube, and this one guy named, I think his name's Peter, he has a three-step, real easy to watch, to load it on your computer, and then they have all these add-ons. So they have Phoenix, they have Ice Films, they have...
Am I remembering right? Is Kodi that project that stemmed out of the NBC?
Xbox. XBMC.
XBMC,
or whatever,
That's...
It took me a while to download it because those guys on YouTube talk so fast. You have to get the split screen, you have to keep stopping theirs, you have to go to yours, you got to go back to theirs. For me, at least. And I kept doing it wrong because I wasn't going when he said, well, keep clicking and going back, and I didn't go back far enough to load it, but I got it all loaded now, and now then they have all these different sections, kind of like
this. I'm sorry to interrupt you, she's got it, she's got the video of Janice Crowley. Don't miss the signal. She was on a Two Fessa bus. She got sick around 11:40 p.m. last night. Y ellos están buscando su familia, ¿sí?
How'd she find it?
Crowell is the name. C-R-O-W-E-L-L.
Oh.
And Juan Manuel.
How'd she find it?
Está en la Cruz Roja de Hermosillo.
She's in Red Cross in Hermosillo right now.
Ellos
van a mover ella hasta Nogales, porque está en el camino por ahí.
What's her first name?
Janice with a C.
Did Cruz
Roja de
Hermosillo.
Yeah, I don't know how to get you this video. ¿Cómo? ¿Puedes compartir este?
Sí.
Con here, I'll put you on my Facebook.
What?
I tried putting an address that said Crowell Bay, but it
wasn't very good. Crowell? C-R-O-W-E-L-L?
Yes.
Montel Waka, that brown shell, Missouri, and this new one. Should I erase them all, and we'll have to put Montel Waka back in again?
Sure. Do I paste it?
Where am I looking? Easy way to add. What the? Cool. ¿Quieres agregarme a tu Facebook y puedes compartir conmigo?
Who's going to make Esmeralda Villegas?
Yeah, how do we do that?
What's the new
album?
Did you just Google her?
Facebook.
People I know. ¿Por qué no puedo buscar? Ah, es porque estoy pensando mal.
Me quise de aquí.
No está ahí. ¿Por qué no somos tan cerca? ¿Este? Cool.
Yes, Mary Crowell was disbarred from Carlsbad. They're still looking for this woman.
Y si puedes compartir conmigo, voy a compartir con ellos.
No, ese se me lo mandaron a mí. Compartir.
Ah, muy bien, eso. Oh, oh. Sí, somos amigos.
O sea, nunca te has sentado todavía.
Ah.
Can you get her?
You hurt my feelings. Okay, aquí está. I got it. Yeah, okay. I'm going to share it now. To friends and to the computer club group. Yeah. Pues yo encontré en tu línea de tiempo. Yeah, yo encontré en tu línea de tiempo en tu página y estoy compartiendo de ahí.
Oh,
ah, gracias. San Carlos Computer Club. Okay, if you're not on my San Carlos Computer Club group, you should get in my group.
That's in Facebook under a group?
Yeah.
Because I just find Scott. I didn't find. So I look under San Carlos.
Well, in here, I'm going to reshare it just on my timeline, so if you're one of my friends, you should be able to...
I just asked to be your friend, but you haven't responded.
No, it's going to take too long to do that.
Really?
Jeez, oh. I just asked.
There we go.
All
right, there you go. You're my buddy now. All right.
Okay.
You guys... okay, so Computer Club has devolved into a Facebook group session. All you guys without Facebook, go over to the other side of the room. It's all... Actually, we did the math earlier. It's all four of you, right?
But you have a San Carlos group?
I've got this up. This says that...
Hold on, I'm going to add...
Did you find it? It was 11:40 p.m. at the address. I was listening to the cries of a lady who was sitting in the back of the bus of the company to Fesa. People around him, he spoke in English, trying to calm her down. Since the lady was an American, answering to the name Janice Crowell, the operator very kindly provided me a leaf. I don't know what that means. Handwritten, which described the state of health and the name of the lady, indicating that he needed medical attention, urgent. She was leg with a complication, thrombosis, which would not allow her to heal apart from already, and with stomach is swollen with bleeding.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Wow. Wow.
And it looks like they were at Benjamin Hill by then.
But she's ended up back in Hermosillo?
It was a Red Cross, though.
It said they needed more information to be communicated with her by her friend Elizabeth Ramirez. Providing a telephone, in which never replied, the operator asked for the support of an ambulance, to which came the Red Cross. This is all translated, by the way. Here they are with the Red Cross.
She might be registered through the consulate. It would have emergency information.
Do you register at the consulate?
Man, there are people that come down here without even a visa.
How do you register through the consulate?
I don't know.
You call them. Yeah.
I do know that there are people who do.
Yes,
so I just reposted it. It should be, if you refresh my page, you'll probably find it on that page. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
But I don't have what Linda's looking at translated.
Oh, I just looked her up on Facebook, and it came up to somebody named Gonzalez, and then they...
You looked up Janice Crowell. Crowell.
Well, there's several Janice
Crowell.
And what came up was Gonzalez.
Alina Gonzalez shared Juan Manuel Gauzin's video, and then they from Juan Manuel, and this guy must have been on the bus. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's funny because...
Well, that's what what she read is right under your picture.
3 hours ago.
Video.
Oh. Boy, there wasn't an English translation when I looked at it last. Somebody's...
Well, mine just already does that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you know what? That's probably what somebody did is they did the, they used the Facebook inline translation feature and then copied and pasted it.
She didn't work for me.
That's exactly what this is.
Okay, it's in...
Yeah, that's what I had up there.
Yeah, they're looking for family members or friends.
Well, he was traveling from Hermosillo to Nogales, it says. It doesn't say that he was from San Carlos.
Right. It looks like she could be from San Carlos. That she fits.
Yes.
I'm trying very hard to.
She could be from Keno.
Yeah, it could be.
She could be from Keno.
Yeah.
I have some ins from Keno, so.
It says it's searching near La Pineda.
Okay, I've been in La Pineda.
Potemba. Central.
Oh, I've been there.
Well, should we keep moving forward?
Yes.
Good.
Can we stay with what Linda was talking about?
Oh, the Cody. Cody, let's go back to Cody. Is that
very interesting? And once I got it in, because they helped you get the main ones, they helped you get the Phoenix, the ice films. It's just one basic download, and then they had the NaviX, which has live TV. I had CNN on and stuff yesterday, although it.
So you were able to download this as like a Windows app? Is that right?
Yeah, when you come up to download, it asks you if you're doing Windows, right. Mac, Android, Linux.
And I have a vague memory this used to be a standalone system. Like it was based on a Linux distribution, and you could put it in a box and you could run the box by itself.
It was on Xbox. That's how it started. You got it off of Xbox. Now they've got it. And it, now I'm going to try. They said you can load it on your smart TV.
Okay.
So I haven't done that yet, and I haven't done it in my tablet.
And you said it's
K-O-D-Y dot TV.
Y or I?
K-O-D-I
TV.
Cody. His name is Peter somebody on YouTube.
I expect all of you to come back with a Cody report next week.
Is this
possibly... Our grandkids were down just last week.
Yeah.
And our youngest grandson told my wife that he had
He can watch the latest movies, including he just watched the newest Star Wars.
They have Reverend on it, Joy. They have all the movies that just got Epic Golden Globes.
Open source home theater software, Kodi.tv.
I found it hard to believe. But.
I had them on. And
what you can find easy to believe is wherever it is, it's of illicit means. It's not.
Cheryl, you
right? I mean, it's an open source system, so it's.
Okay, that's the latest.
Well, his brothers
too.
Didn't know about it.
I'm just having such a hard time running anything on my computer right now. Oh. So, like, it just
locks
up.
The other one, Josh was over at my house. As long as you've got AdBlock Plus, and unfortunately, you can't put AdBlock Plus on your smart TV.
Oh, you say that it pops up advertising?
Oh, lots. No, okay. I'm talking about PutLocker.
Oh, PutLocker, okay.
If you go to PutLocker, that's got all the latest movies on it, too, but you've got to be sure you have AdBlock Plus, because I think at least six ads came up before we finally got to the movies.
What was the second one you said? Something.
PutLockers.
How do you spell it?
P-U-T, lockers. Okay.
It's one of those sharing files, like MegaShare. Yeah.
That's for old movies.
That's what?
Well, it's...
Old movies are.
You'd recommend it...
Movies I really can't find them.
I was going to say, it has to do with license time. It may not be available, depending on how they've licensed the content. But if you wanted... Do you have, like, a TV or a Roku... You have a Sony Smart TV?
Yeah, I got PPAO TV, and what's the name of that?
Oh, TV? He bought IPTV, and I loaded it on his TV.
Oh, okay.
I got a 256, whatever.
Well, I'm thinking of my Roku. My Roku is a first or second generation Roku, and it doesn't have universal search, but the new Rokus have universal search. And the reason I start thinking about that is because on my Roku, I have access to a number of free applications for content, for movies and TV shows. And what you find is there's a lot of little distribution channels that have gotten a hold of old content, old movies. And if you could combine your channel selection with a device that supports universal search, then you could put in the title of of some old movie you're looking for, and it would look across those applications trying to find that movie. One of the ways that we still think is like, is it in Netflix? Is it in Hulu? Is it in Amazon? But the way we need to start thinking is it on the internet? How do we access, how do we discover that location it's in? And so this universal search has become really important, and it's gotten built into the new Apple TV. It's gotten built into the Fire TVs, the Amazon boxes that you can plug into your TV set. The Roku equivalent. The Roku devices have universal search now. So that's a big deal.
But you have to have a VPN to do all that. Is that correct?
Well, and not necessarily. Actually, old content I find is pretty easy to watch, like on a Roku without a VPN. Oh. For some reason, that's accessible. It's the mainstream stuff that becomes an issue, like seeing your U.S. content for Netflix instead of the Latin American content. Having access to a service like Hulu outside the United States.
Right. So this Kodi, though, you would have to have a VPN.
Well, Kodi would be a different deal because Kodi is a home entertainment center. If I remember this right, it's based on XBMC, which
that's what it says.
It's really intended to be a home theater environment where you can watch recordings that you have and inventory them and index them. But developers are out there writing channels for it. And so you can install a channel that has access to content illicitly. I mean, from the perspective of a content creator. Like, they could have a whole database of movies they're not supposed to be making available. But because they're in some country where the law doesn't, they don't have copyright infringement laws, then they can legally make them available, so they can legally have an app, and you're able to download that app and install it into Kodi and have access to their content.
Okay.
That kind of, I understand that part, but how does she watch live?
Well, it could be the same deal.
Really?
Yeah, like you've heard of this mock TV that's been going around. Scott's been helping people get set up on it. And it's just an app in your Roku. You install the app and you subscribe to service. You can't subscribe to service in the United States because that type of application is it's considered copyright infringement. But you can subscribe to it through the internet to whatever parent country of origin, and until that parent country has enforceable copyright infringement laws, that service will be available.
It's an app in the Roku?
Right.
But you can do it yourself without Scott?
Well, you could. Linda would be a great one to talk to about it because she's been doing that kind of stuff without the mock TV, without the app. But you can... Now, to Scott's credit, I mean, he does charge to do it. What I think Scott's really charging for is he's guaranteeing you service. When you have problems, he's guaranteeing you don't have to understand how any of that works. He'll take your, if he has to, he'll take your box home. He'll flash it. He'll get the channel reinstalled. He'll make sure it's kept up to date. We have a winner.
1.3 billion total.
So what do you
want to
know about the TV?
Oh, about just Scott? if it was possible to do it without hiring Scott, that you could do it on your own. And you
what?
Very
what
much
problem
could
is yours?
Do the IPTV.
Well, okay, first of all, Scott uses Roku.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Roku. He has he has for IPTV. But if you get a Roku legally, you can use their mock TV, which is $23 a month. Scott charges $55 a month, but he gives you the Roku, you use the Roku, he sets it up, he services it.
Well, and that's the thing, is if you have problems with it, he helps you sort out the problems. He basically takes all that kind of troubleshooting out of your hands.
If you do IPTV by yourself,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And you want to buy the IPTV box, it's like $90 for the box, the wireless dongle, and the freight, $90. And then it's $105 a year for the service.
Dare I download and install Kodi during
during
computer class?
Except
all
that you've got a physical person if you have a problem.
Huh?
Except that you've got a physical person if you have a problem.
Yeah, but you don't really have any problems.
You won't have any, is that what you're saying?
Once you set it up, it's so easy to set up. First of all, I've got a sheet.
There's another thing. There is one other advantage to Scott's thing is you're dealing with him.
Yeah.
So there's no record of your payment transactions or you having credit card information out there. Oh. You're paying him.
Well, there isn't. When you buy the service I have, you don't have any problem with it.
And I don't think either one of us is trying to sell anybody on any particular service. Just trying to give you the information that's out there. I just know that Scott does this stuff.
You can help me set it up.
Yeah, I did Irving's, I did John's, I did Raphael's, I've done like 11, 12 people.
Okay.
So,
why don't you get this
Kodi,
you can get the Roku
back. No, Kodi's on the computer.
If you go to Kodi.tv, you can download an app for Windows.
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to do right now. Because I'm crazy. I'm going to start installing Kodi as we're recording this.
It really went pretty easy.
Well, and you said you had a completely free experience. You're watching live TV for free?
Yes, 2 to 3.
Or you, what was it that you were...
Well, you go to different things to get. Like, okay, say in the Phoenix group, then there's a thing called Woody. It looks like Woody Woodpecker. And that's where all the sports and everything is. And the live... And
what's
all
ice?
The football games.
But did you find that through Kodi, or did you have to go outside of Kodi to find that stuff?
No, when you download this stuff, all of it comes up on your...
Okay. Well, I'm going to install it and see what kind of experience I have with Kodi. I wouldn't mind being a couple clicks away from live TV. It's good to have live TV occasionally.
Yeah. Now, I had CNN on yesterday.
Now, was it international or was it U.S.?
No, it was U.S.
Okay. Because the CNN International has been really easy to get a hold of, but it's the U.S. version of CNN.
Does Cody have Showtime and HBO?
It has, I found one HBO, but there's more, and I just haven't had time because I wanted to get it downloaded. So I only found the movies that I wanted to see movies.
But we'll give it a shot. There's enough people here that's interested in this kind of stuff. I'm sure we'll have a couple of stories by next week of trying to use Cody. I'll give it a shot. Yes.
I'll go back to something you said before about rolling up the TV.
Oh, yeah.
About a year or two ago, I don't exactly remember when, two scientists, I guess it's the Nobel Prize in technology or science, received the award for a new carbon molecule that is so much more conductive and what's many, many times smaller than what's known before. And they predict that they'll have TVs you can take any size, you can roll up like a piece of paper and take it with you, and other enormous technologies. It's supposed to be a tremendous technology breakthrough in science. That's what I remember.
Well, what I saw at CES, and this was just like a montage of different things, so I didn't see who produced it or under the circumstances. What they flashed on was a video of a bin of things that looked like large sheets of film, and they were rolling them up, and you could see moving characters on the sheets as they were rolling them into a tube. Obviously active displays at that moment, and obviously the demonstration was, look how I can roll this up while it's still displaying information.
Yeah, that was supposed to be one of the benefits of this technology.
Yeah, this is pretty... That's
medicine, huge opportunities in medicine, big areas.
This is great. Could you imagine traveling with just like a poster tube? Right? You get to your hotel room and you just start thumbtacking these things to the wall.
No, because you want the curve. You want that curve in.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
You got a headset.
Here we go. Two comes up curved, so you never straighten
out.
It was broadcasting in Japanese.
He spoke in English. And then we call it Japanese.
Wow. Let's see if I can save the rest of this. Can't broadcast anymore.
It's hard to tell when you're looking at that, whether that's just a little promo video they made that things are going to happen, or is it actually happening? You're never really sure what those guys
do. Do we have any other questions or topics?
Bob had one.
Meeting is adjourned.
No, not necessarily, but I got to switch technology.
Broadcast.
Yes, he just spoke into it and then it held over and it Japanese came out that they didn't hear. But like I say, it was hard to tell whether this was one of those things to come promo things that they make up or was it actually happening. I'm not sure. But it was pretty cool.
Have you spent any time working with the Google Translate app?
Yeah, I have.
I use it
all the time.
And then Jim Cunningham uses one that he bought called Say Hi.
Say Hi.
Say Hi.
Say Hi.
And he speaks into it, and then it says it in Spanish.
In Spanish.
And he tells the housekeeper what he's trying to say, and then she speaks.
Oh, speaks
then. Yeah.
He speaks the English.
And it goes the other way, too.
When you stop talking, it brings it back in Spanish. When the next person speaks, it can detect if they're speaking Spanish or English, and it will then translate it to the other opposite language. So he stands there with his iPad between them and they have a conversation. So, but then he tried to download one for me, which is a free app. And
the Google Translate's a free app. And
yeah,
you can do some of that. It's not
an app.
Yeah, you can
it's an app.
It's an app and you can talk into it and you can have it talk out. I mean it isn't tailored for that specific activity. Like, it sounds like the Say Hi app, the idea is that you are talking into it and the output is coming out audio.
Yeah, the output on Google Translate.
Google Translate, you have to go through the motions.
Spanish, but you have to read the English.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can listen to the English. There's a listen button.
There's a little listen button, too.
But it's not tailored for that kind of activity. It's like everything else Google. It's very utilitarian. It's not customized.
Okay, so this other one's called Say
Hi. Say Hi.
But
then this one that I downloaded is a free app, but I was playing around with it, and then it said you've reached your daily limit.
Yeah,
they have
the But it's speak it in and written. It's not, it doesn't speak it that way.
And then it's Spanish Mexico as opposed to Spanish Spain.
And that's great.
Well, we don't want to sound high flag.
Well, they won't understand.
There's different
you
flags
here.
That you can put on. I can't remember. I haven't figured out how to use it. So.
Well, you know, since that's led us to Google Translate.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been using Google Translate, but one of the great ways to use this app is on a mobile device, like a tablet or a phone, because it supports image recognition. And you can point your camera at something in Spanish, and in real time, it will translate it in front of your eyes. So you're looking at a sign, you point your camera to it using the app, and you see the sign, you see the background, and the sign magically changes to the English, the language you've chosen. It's Google Translate.
It is on Google Translate.
Well, Google Translate is an app you download into your device.
So you go to the App Store to find it?
Yep.
I can't find it, even though it says I have it, but I can't find it somewhere.
Do your iPad search.
How do you do that?
I think you just pull down, you slide down.
Oh.
And just start typing it in there.
Well, that's too easy.
Well, that's why you didn't find it.
I know.
It's sort of like capitalization.
Oh, sure,
there it is.
Yeah. Same thing.
Well,
you're next to him. Just kick him or something.
I had a topic for you today.
Oh, you do?
It was solved before you got here. And it was a very easy, quick thing. It's been frustrating me for months.
Oh, my God.
On my iPad, I go to log in, and the Wi-Fi password doesn't have a capital, or the login doesn't have a capital letter at the beginning. And I don't know how to make it not have a capital letter at the beginning. So I put in the capital letter in a lowercase level, and I put my cursor where it's supposed to be, and I delete, and it takes me hours, you know.
Personal.
Anyways.
You're just trying to stop it from making the first letter capital.
Right, and all you have to do is hit the on the
shift
keyboard
button.
Just hit
shift
the shift button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if the,
that's the answer.
If the window comes up and it's different than what you really want.
Hey.
Yes.
If you hit when any other key, it puts the window up, right? So you're saying if you hit the shift key,
it goes to lowercase.
It'll go to lowercase.
It'll do what you want.
Instead of being a capital letter.
Yeah. Yeah, what she's saying is that when she goes to type on the iPad, when she goes to start typing in a certain field, if it's the very first letter, it's automatically capitalized.
But I never looked at my keyboard to see that the caps...
If you look at the keyboard, the caps is on,
And so you have to turn that off when you start to type. You turn the caps lock, or the caps shift key off, and then you can start typing.
So let me alleviate some more future grief in this respect. If you inadvertently capitalize something, and you, like say you put capital T, and you're like, no, I want that to be a lowercase t, and you backspace.
Right.
The next thing you type will be capital, because that was designated the start of a capital letter.
So I have
letter.
To again.
So you have to go to the keyboard and pull the shift key off.
Yep. Should have known that.
And one other thing, if everything's in uppercase, it's because you've double-tapped the shift key, and it's turned cap locks on.
You should know those things.
Scott,
yes.
I have a little app on my Windows that disables the cap locks key. Like, there's Windows keyboard has cap
lock. If you hit it by accident, it doesn't do
anything?
Yeah, it's
always above the shift key.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you got everything on. And then you just go caps off, and it won't. You have to use the shift key from then on.
Right.
For stumble bums, like.
Okay, we're taking last questions because we got to shut it down. What's going on, Maggie?
I got a message on my Android. The first time I've had it for 2 years, 2.5 years, and it said update available, so I updated. I lost my keyboard, completely lost my keyboard. A lot of weird things happened. Well, I downloaded it, and the keyboard had a little button on it you tap that button and it would change it to a Spanish keyboard.
Okay.
So I could type in Spanish and it put all the accents and enyas and all that stuff.
Right.
All that's gone. So I figured, well, it's got to be a Google keyboard. So I searched Google. There is no keyboard that shifts from English to Spanish.
Well, what you're getting caught up in is thinking that's something special, when actually that's built into the operating system.
Well, how do I get it back?
All you have to do is install a Spanish keyboard. You go into settings in Android. In fact, I might be able to walk you through it because I got an Android tablet in front of me. Let me see here. Because I've dealt with this a number of times now. But I do need to get into settings. There we go, settings. And each Android device is a little different. So I think we're looking for language and input. And then under language, look for the keyboard. And somewhere in there, you're able to add another keyboard.
See, and that's what it said online when I looked it up, and I don't have the option. It says just click this and you'll have both English and Spanish, and I cannot find it. I either have Spanish or I have English, but I can't have both.
Well, I've got... Oh, okay. Android keyboard. Under keyboard and input methods, Android keyboard, input languages. That's it. You're looking for input languages, and you're putting a checkbox. Check mark.
So I'll go into Android keyboard.
Input languages.
Okay, so English, and it will let me check Spanish as well.
Yeah, you have multiple things checked there. If you go back, here's where I'm in the Android keyboard setup.
You went into settings and then where?
Yeah, I went into settings, language and input, and then in that panel there is keyboard input methods. And what you'll have there are various methods. One of them will be Android keyboard. You click on that, and then in that... No. At the top of that window, assuming it's similar to my Android, there's input languages. And you click on that, and it gives you a list of all the languages you could have a keyboard for. And you just put check marks in the keyboard.
All the ones you want.
All the ones you want. And then after you have more than one language, that button appears, and you can flip between them.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the Skype thing.
Stupid
Windows 10.
Okay, it says here it's going to do every line.
You want to update, you click no, and it starts updating you.
I guess it's not out
yet. No, okay, well, they've already got it from Skype.
I'm taking it.
Well, sure, Skype's an portable device. But it's just an add-on function. I think they've got it in link, which
we're giving
Skype
one of ours to him today.
Yeah, one's going in today.
Yeah, and you're able to just speak your native language, and they translate. Maybe. But I think what they've done is they supplement it with actual translators, not automatic translators.
Thursday will be over there. Here. So I don't know
how that will change. I need to
pay. Well, especially as we start to use Skype, we start, because that's what's happening.
Is that going to do with Skype, the phone service?
Well, Microsoft owns Skype, and so that's where they rolled this out.
Yeah.
And so right now, if you have Skype for Business, you're able to do this. But the other thing that Microsoft has done is Windows 10 is all about being mobile, and Skype has gotten integrated into the operating system as Skype Messenger, Skype Video.
Always the same.
So I have we get Windows 10 on not Windows.
Is that an Android device?
Yes.
Yeah, so you couldn't put it on.
But how about an iPad?
No, but you can use Skype on an iPad. You can use Skype on there. You can't use Windows 10, but you can use Skype.
And get the service.
I think the last time I looked at it, I think it's only available with the business edition.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's a paid for.
Soon to be followed by.
Yeah, I imagine they'll do like everything else. They'll just integrate it everywhere because it's one more reason to be on their platform.
I might call you this week.
Okay, Dex. Just let me know. Unless you want to set an appointment right now.
Yeah. What was your week looking like?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Credit card.
So what I did is I switched to the iPhone, which is recording our club now. I'm going to try and piece them together later because my broadcast shut down. So the only place to get the rest of this, the last 13 minutes of this, is to come and download the podcast. But, Dag, I'm going to give me 1 second because I'm going to sign off. This is Scott Stimson with the International Computer Solution in the San Carlos Computer Club. If you've enjoyed listening to us and you're interested in more, you can always visit our website at sccclub.org. You can find me if you're in San Carlos. If you're looking for computer help, give my offices a call at 226-0209. Or check out my website at internationalcs.net. I'm going to shut this down because I don't want it to be too long because I don't want to spend a lot of time in post-production. So I'll just say goodbye. And we'll talk next week about the same time, 9:15 on Tuesday.